Poster number 14. Since the olden days, certain forms of labor were done jointly. The removal of snow in the winter, road repairs, the cleaning of ditches and ponds was compulsory labor for all the village's inhabitants. In April to May, the streets of the town had to be repaired. They consisted of dirt and sand. First, the largest holes were filled with dirt from the ditches along with lumps of heather or seaweed. Then, a layer of heather was laid on top as a wearing course. Every May, the 14-kilometer-long road from Ure to Haunebu was covered with a fresh layer of heather. Every 5 to 6 years, during the driest part of summer, the local ponds were cleaned. They functioned as watering holes for livestock and water supply in case of fire. Everyone came then with a bucket, formed a line, after which the buckets were sent back and forth until the pond was dry and could be cleaned of mud. The inhabitants of Wamur were dependent on family and on one another. In times of need, there were no authorities to help. People had to fend for themselves. If times were economically good, one could hire others to help, but if, for example, one had become widowed and was left alone with a crowd of children, the only solution was to find a new spouse. This could happen to a husband if his wife died in childbirth, but more often it happened to women married to seamen. There were two periods in history that were especially tough on the inhabitants of Wamur. The first was from 1644 to 1669. In 1644, the Swedes burned almost all the ships on the island, about 14 to 16 vessels. During that same period, sand drifts reduced the farming production. This crisis lasted until 1669, when seamen from Wamur began sailing to Greenland, which brought a new economic boom to the island. During the 1700s, the heydays of whaling, many seamen were able to lend money to people on the mainland. The second difficult period for the inhabitants of Wamur was from 1801 until the 1840s. From 1801, the British Navy made maritime activities very difficult. When the British initiated a blockade of the European harbors, it became impossible. 1813 was an economical disaster for Wamur. The Danish state went bankrupt. This meant that all the money they had lent to the mainland was lost, and the island's economy was ruined. This resulted in real poverty on Wamur. In the past, able-bodied people had always been able to keep their heads above water, while the sick and disabled could always count on a meal and some help if they were forced to beg. But now, even wealthy people hardly had enough to eat. So the truly poor and destitute were really in need. An old man remembers, "As a young boy, one cold winter morning, I had to go begging from door to door at 13 homes before I had enough bread for my mother and siblings." By 1830, with the help from the local priest, governmental help for the poor was instituted. A poverty home was established. Of the 54 people who applied to live there, 32 were accepted. They were sick, crippled, mentally ill, or alcoholics. The home, which was housed in various buildings over the years, existed until 1912. None of these buildings exist today. The old woman, Sina of Montage, lived in her little house. Every year, at Christmas, the priest's children brought her a small Christmas tree with homemade decorations and a Christmas dinner. After her death, 12 little withered pine trees still decorated were found in the back of the house.